Chapter 7 The Giant. The next day, the children go for a picnic. They see the boy from the baker's shop on the road. He's very big, and he's got a basket of bread. Charles knocks his basket accidentally, and all the bread falls to the ground.
"I'm sorry,"
says Charles, but the baker's boy doesn't listen. He's very angry, and he hits Charles. Then he takes his bread from the ground and leaves. Now Charles is furious.
"I want to be big,"
he says.
"Nobody hits big children."
Suddenly, he's 3 meters tall.
"Wow, I'm a giant."
The children are all very surprised. Billy is frightened and he starts to cry.
"Charles is a giant,"
he says.
"I don't like giants."
"Oh no, a stupid wish again."
"What can we do?"
Anthea says.
"Charles is a giant until sunset. That's a long time."
Charles smiles, and everyone is surprised.
"This is fantastic,"
he says.
"Now I can teach the baker's boy something. It's very bad to hit children."
He runs after the baker's boy. The boy is frightened when he sees Charles.
"Who are you? Go away."
"Don't you know me?"
asks Charles.
"You hit me 5 minutes ago. Now say you're sorry. You mustn't hit people."
Then Charles takes the baker's boy, puts him on a high tree and leaves him there.
"Wait, come here,"
says the baker's boy.
"Okay, okay. I was cruel and I'm sorry. Now please put me on the ground."
Charles takes the baker's boy and puts him on the ground. He runs from Charles. Everyone smiles.
"You're a good giant, Charles,"
Billy says.
"Can you do magic?"
"Yes, Billy,"
Charles says.
"Now the baker's boy knows how small people feel. That's magic."
"People pay money to see giants,"
Anthea says.
"Let's go and exhibit Charles at the village fair."
"Okay,"
says Charles.
"We can get a lot of money now."
The manager at the fair gives Charles some money. Everyone is enthusiastic to see a giant. They pay money to see him. But the people want to see that he's authentic, and they touch him. Charles doesn't like it. He waits impatiently for sunset. He wants to be a normal boy again.